up, and with the 3-0 count, Donnie Scott's not going to bother trying to work back into this battle with McGuire. He'll be intentionally walked with one away to load the bases for the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer. Thunder Bay over Duluth, 8-4 at home north of the border. See what the Boise, Idaho native can do here. The first pitch from Derrimer, a fastball right down Broadway. That's called a strike. Jake Pinot the win in that Thunder Bay victory. Miles Standish the loss. Tyrus Riley getting his second save of the campaign. Turtle Creek Stadium, the Rockford Rivets, the division leaders in the Great Lakes East, trail 8-2 in the top of the ninth. To those pit spitters, the 0-1 foul back by Schaefer. It's now 0-2. A blowout city in Mankato, the ISG Field being the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. Minot over the Moondogs, 11-1. The 0-2. This is up and in. That one's off the glove of the catcher. Capisi breaking for home is Matthew. He slides in safely. DeGaudi and McGuire following suit. They advance 90 feet. The Raptors strike first here tonight. It's 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Similar to last night, applauding the Raptor fans that are sticking around to take in the ball game this evening. Some good energy after Matthew touching home plate there. Schaefer down in the count 1-2, but he's got two runners in scoring position. Ground ball on the infield, a double play eliminated from the cause now. Derrimer out of the windup, the right-hander gets his signs from Capisi, rocks and fires. Breaking ball, missing high. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Schaefer. Schaefer, the hero last night, a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning. Drew a 4-pitch walk and scored to begin that frame, was hitless, and hadn't even gotten on the base paths in his first 3 trips to the plate that night prior to the ninth. 2-2 to Schaefer. This one tapped back up the middle, over the shoulder at Derrimer to the second baseman Hamilton. He's got to get a quick throw off here, and it's not in time. It's an infield single for Grayson Schaefer. In to score DeGaudi, McGuire to third. They're on the corners with one out in the first inning, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. 5 straight runners reaching in this inning. A pitching coach for Madison coming out to the hill to talk it up. Mason Onati led off the inning with a base hit. Was thrown out at third base, though, after the knock from Jack Matthew. Ball kicked away from Justin Best, but the relay was in time. As mentioned, after this series, the Raptors playing 5 of their final 7 consecutive games of the first half on the road, but when they return for the second half of the season and you're coming in from out of town to watch the Raptors, there's no better place to watch Raptor baseball and then come to stay your overnight trip at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The Cobblestone offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes 4-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites have you covered. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone. It'll be Walker Buchanan out of the mound visit. Started in left last night, but shifted to center after a defensive substitution. Buchanan singled and scored in the ninth inning. Also had an RBI single in the sixth. A lot of multi-hit games for Walker since joining the Raptor club just over a week ago. 2 runs on 4 hits for the Raptors in this frame. They'll look to add more here. First pitch from Derrimer, ripped down the third baseline, but it'll roll foul. Walker's grandfather, obviously the Celtic legend, John Havlicek, Boston winning their 18th title just within the last week. I believe that was on Monday where the Celtics hoisted after defeating the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games. A 1 breaking ball, fouled back to the netting. It's now 0-2. That's the thing with me, big professional sports guy, being from the Chicagoland area. Cubs, Blackhawks, Bears, Bulls, you name it. And I know being here in Wisconsin Rapids, central Wisconsin, being just under a couple hours away from Green Bay and having made the trip to Green Bay once with the team so far, ruffles some feathers with people up here. But I take pride in my love for professional sports as the 0-2 pitch lined up the middle. It's a base knock. McGuire scores to second. Schaefer, it is 3-0 Raptors. They pick up right where they left off an evening ago. 6th spot in the ninth. A 3-spot thus far in the first inning, still just 1 out. But I will say, I love being here at the Rafters, love working every single game, and getting to live it here in this area, a town and a city that lives and breathes Raptor baseball. But my watching of professional sports has gone out the window this summer. So that's why I was like, I think it was on Monday with Boston. Not totally sure. Yes, it was. I can't confirm. Trotter Boston in the box, hitting out of the seven spot. One of three left-handed bats in the lineup for Kirk Schreider tonight. Was the second baseman and seven-hole hitter an evening ago as well. Righty on lefty battle here. The first pitch from Darimer to Boston misses low. Trotter reached once last night in his four plate appearances against Mallard pitching. That was a six-pitch walk in the bottom of the fifth. Five hits so far for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the first inning. Looking to sweep these Mallards here tonight at home before hitting the road to Iowa tomorrow. 1-0. Boston pops this one up on the air, left side of the infield. That's Liam Moreno calling off Shy Robinson to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Be the eighth hitter into the box for the Rafters in this home half of the first inning. It's the right-handed hitting third baseman, Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh also hit eighth last night, but was the shortstop, Tracer Lopez, being the captain of the infield this evening. McIntosh bunted his way aboard for a knock in the fifth inning in last night's game. It was his lone hit, but also in that ninth inning, threw a four-pitch walk against the Mallard bullpen and later scored. On second is Schaefer, first is Buchanan. Righty-on-righty battle here. First pitch from Darimer to McIntosh is a fastball that's called a strike. Mason Onati singled to lead off the inning. As mentioned, was thrown out on the bases. Matthews singled and scored. Degatti singled and scored. McGuire was intentionally walked and later scored. An infield knock from Grayson Schaefer. And an RBI knock from Walker Buchanan. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Chasing that breaking ball low and away as McIntosh. He's in the hole here at 0-2. It is the Texas Tech shortstop, Tracer Lopez, in the on-deck circle. Top of the order with Mason Onati to follow. Already a three spot here for Wisconsin Rapids in the first. They're looking to add more. The 0-2. This one in on the hands. Blooped into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Schaefer getting the wave around from third. The throw to the plate is up the line. And it kicks away from the catcher, Capisi. Schaefer scores. To third is Buchanan. To second is Kyler McIntosh. It's an RBI base hit for the Columbus, Indiana native. And the Rafters lead it 4-0 in the home half of the first. Two runners in scoring position for Tracer Lopez. Lopez used as a pinch runner last night in the ninth inning in the Raptor victory. Did not start, but did start the nightcap of the doubleheader at Athletic Park in Wausau against the Woodchucks 2 days ago. Lopez saw three plate appearances against Woodchuck pitching. Went 0-for-3, a couple of punch outs, and a pop out to third base in the sixth inning. First pitch to Tracer is swung on and missed. Lopez made his debut with the Raptors Tuesday night after the off day against the Battle Jacks and collected his first knock and RBI as a Raptor in that ballgame, a base hit to right field. The 0-1 from the right-hander, Darimer misses away. Count evens a ball and a strike. How about this? Four runs on six hits. No errors for the Raptors here in this first inning. No runs on a hit and an error for the visiting Mallards. The 1-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Two balls and a strike now on Lopez. Some action down the line in the Mallard bullpen. That's Addison Southwick from Division III Augustana College. Harrison Bouchel as well from Augustana on this Mallard roster. The 2-1 misses away. Lopez in the driver's seat here at 3-1. I mentioned it when we were in Madison last week, having some personal ties to Augustana College, being an alumni of North Central College in Naperville, Illinois, being in the same conference with the Cardinals. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Lopez tardy on that fastball. It's now 3-2. Lopez a chance here to drive in a couple more runs for the Rafters and then grow their lead in the first inning, trying to get out of it is the right-hander, Darimer, the 3-2. That one misses well outside for ball four. It's a six-pitch walk issued to Tracer Lopez. The Rafters have hit around here in the first. Back to the top of the Rafter order with Mason Onati. Mason Onati singled to begin this bottom of the first inning, was thrown out on the bases. Has a chance here with the bases full of Rafters and two down. On third is Buchanan, second McIntosh, Lopez on first. Chance for Onati to do more damage to Mallard pitching. First pitch, fastball missing low. Onati came off the bench last night the bottom of the ninth inning, hitting the spot of Bryson Stripling. Had that two-run double to right center in between Justin Best and Corbin Dickerson, where the ball just dropped. The fog, they couldn't read it as the 1-0 pitch swatted the other way down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Buchanan scores. McIntosh behind him. Lopez will stop at third. It is a two-run, two-out double for Mason Onati, and 6-0 Rafters in the bottom of the first. We got a booyah inning as well here at Winterfield. Donnie Scott has seen enough. He is out of the Mallard dugout. We're going to get a call to the bullpen. It will be the right-hander from Augustana College, Addison Southwick, entering the fray. 6 runs on 7 hits, still 2 down in the bottom of the first inning. Runners on second and third when we come back from historic Winterfield. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
New pitcher into the ballgame, that's Addison Southwick, the right-hander from Augustana College in Arvada, Colorado. Runners on second and third, two down, bottom one. It is 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids. If you're just joining us, Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. You can catch all 72 Raptor games on WFHR this summer. Jack Mathey for the second time this inning. Swings right through the first delivery from the right-hander Southwick. It's 0-1. Southwick throwing in his fifth ball game of the campaign. Last threw an inning against Fond du Lac in the 8-6 win at home versus the Dock Spiders on June 15th. Allowed 2 hits, a run. It was earned for Southwick. Did not walk a hitter, but struck out one of the 4 Dock Spider batters he faced. Going breaking ball here, 0-1. It misses outside. Mathey singled and scored earlier on in the frame. Deposited his 3rd long ball this summer last night against these Mallards. Mason Onati, 2-for-2 in this inning alone. He's out on second after a 2-out, 2-run double down the left field line. Chased the starter, Drew Derrimer, out of this ballgame. 1-1 pitch, catching the outside corner. It's now 1-2 on the Rafter catcher. Derrimer, 39 pitches, 7 hits allowed, 2 walks, no strikeouts. He's responsible for Onati on second and Lopez on third. 1-2 from Southwick with 6 on the pitch clock. Foul tip into the glove of Capisi. Mathey down on strikes. The Rafters send 11 to the plate here in the first and score 6 times. We head to the second. Some good run support here for Noah Rodriguez getting back out on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top two here from Winterfield, 6-0 Rafters. How about some home cooking in the second game of this series against the Madison Mallards? Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters on WFHR. A sixth spot for the Rafters in the home half of the first on 7 hits, 1 error committed by the Madison defense, and it took 2 pitchers to get the job done. Drew Derrimer's line is complete as the starter for Madison. 2/3 of an inning, 6 runs allowed for Derrimer. 4 of them earned, 2 walks, no punch-outs, and 39 pitches thrown. It took just 4 pitches for the right-hander from Augustana College at the Division III level, Addison Southwick, to get out of the inning. Noel Rodriguez, the right-hander from Siena, back out on the rubber after facing 4 Mallard hitters in the first. A comfortable 6-0 lead for the Cliffside Park, New Jersey native. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Liam Moreno is called a strike. Moreno hit 6th and played left field last night. Was 0 for 5, but did drive in a run on a 5-3 putout in the top of the 5th. The 0-1. Breaking ball, check swing, he went around. It's nothing in 2. Moreno struck out twice, both looking in his first and final at-bats of the ballgame. Rafters looking to complete the sweep and start a streak before we hit the road as the 0-2 pitch misses low and away. A nice 4-game winning streak the Rafters had after taking the day cap in Athletic Park against Wausau 15-3 on Thursday, but a 6-3 loss against the Woodchucks in the nightcap snapped that. Rafters have snapped a pair of 9-game winning streaks within the last couple of days. 1-2 breaking ball, losing the bat on that swing is Moreno. This one fouled down the third baseline. Foul actually broke it as well. It's just the top half, the barrel went flying. And how about Ashton, our bat boy here tonight at Wisconsin Rapids, going down the line to retrieve it. New lumber here for Moreno, and we talked about snapping the winning streaks. The Rafters did so in Wausau on Thursday in the day cap. The Woodchucks entered that one on a 9-game winning streak, and it was the second time they had had a 9-game winning streak snap this summer. And last night, Madison also a 9-game winning streak coming to Winterfield. Doing some good work against the top two teams in the Great Lakes West are the Rafters. Still have a lot of work to do in this first half of the season if they want to catch up and win the first half, but either way, it's good momentum to bring into the second half regardless as the 1-2 misses away from Rodriguez. 2 balls and 2 strikes are count. After Moreno, it's Justin Best in the on-deck circle. The Florida State Seminole will be followed by Connor Capisi, the catcher, facing the Rafters for the first time this summer. 2-2 breaking ball in on the hands. This is popped down the right field line in foul territory. Grayson Schaefer, the first baseman, out on the prowl to make the grab for the first out of the inning. It's hard to believe we have Rafter and Mallard hitters within this series making their offensive debuts against the other teams, considering 2 weeks ago it was 4 straight matchups between the squads. Wednesday and Thursday a couple weeks ago at the Duck Pond, and then Friday, Saturday here, and then last week it was Thursday, Friday in Madison, and now this Friday and Saturday we're here in Rapids. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Justin Best is on the outside corner for a called strike. When Justin Best made his debut against the Rafters a couple of weeks ago, he took Rafter right-handed relief pitcher from NIU, Sam Arnold, deep. An opposite field shot at Warner Park to left, making it 6-0 at the time. 0-1 pitch, shooting this one the other way on the line is Best. Right off the light pole and ricocheting onto the field of play, it's now 0-2. Justin Best in the transfer portal, leaving Florida State. He had made the tough decision after getting invited to the MLB Draft Combine in San Diego prior to the 2023 draft to take his name out, go to school, and he'll be looking for a new home this summer. 0-2 breaking ball hit in the air high into left field. It'll send Walker Buchanan back out in front of the warning track to make the catch for the second out of the inning. It'll be Connor Capisi, the right-handed hitting catcher, stepping in. As mentioned, the Raptors have seen their fair share of Will Vierling and David Whittle. But for now, Capisi, it's his seventh game with the Mallards this summer. How about this? Plays his college ball at Creighton and is right from Omaha. First pitch breaking ball catching the front door from Rodriguez. It's called a strike. He's a 167 hitter in six games this season. Four hits and 24 at-bats for the right-handed swinging Capisi. Got three extra base knocks, though, as the 0-1 is fouled back. He's got a double, a triple, and a homer. He's driven in seven runs. He's slugging .417, getting on base at a .333 clip, and has an OPS of .750 for doing the math back at home. I know I can't do that quick math in my head. That's why I got the screen in front of me here, and it's why I didn't do a whole lot of math in college. Another 0-2 coming here for Rodriguez in this ballgame, the right-hander from Siena working in his second inning, and it's his first start with the Raptors this summer. From the first base side, the 0-2. Fastball missing low, a ball and two strikes now. On deck is Charlie Marion, the right fielder, who had spent a lot of time in the leadoff spot against the Raptors these last couple of weeks. Did not play last night, did Marion, and is hitting in the bottom third of the order tonight. The 1-2. Fastball ripped into left center field. That's going to get down for a knock. It's the second hit for the Mallards this evening. Capisi rounding the first base bag hard. The catcher will trot back and stay put there with two down. And as mentioned, myself and Colin Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, have said that if there's been two guys that have really gotten a Raptor pitching in the first six times they've met this season prior to this series, it's been Blake Guerin and the man in the box right now, Charlie Marion. Guerin not active for this series, and Marion didn't play last night. First pitch to Rodriguez. Should say to Marion from Rodriguez. Kicks away from the catcher, Jack Matthey. Advancing to second on the wild pitch is Capisi. The sophomore from Franklin and Madison College is a .250 hitter in his first 11 games of the season with the Mallards. He's got one homer. That did come against Wisconsin Rapids. Back here at Witter Field. That was in the 6-2 win for the Mallards. Their ninth inning grand slam from David Whittle on that Friday night. The 1-0 pitch missing outside. Two balls and no strikes now on the left-handed hitting Marion. Mallards going with four left-handed bats in their lineup tonight. Wisconsin Rapids with three. Frankie Carney and Davis Hamilton in the 1-2 spot. Justin Best hitting sixth. And Marion in the 8th hole for Madison. He's ahead here. Two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez rocks and fires. This one fouled back. As mentioned for the Raptors, their leadoff hitter, Mason Onati. The 7-hitter, Trotter Boston. And out of the 9 spot, Tracer Lopez being the 3 left-handed bats. Marion last played in the day cap of the doubleheader on Thursday in the state capital against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Went 0-for-4, struck out once against those Chinooks. Also went 0-for-5 in the game prior against Minnesota on June 19th. Had some off time since his prior matchup. Last time he recorded a hit on June 15th against Fondi at home in the 8-6 win, went 1-for-5 against the Dock Spiders in that victory. Prior to the 2-1, a disengagement from Rodriguez, giving a look to Capisi at second base. For the Raptors in the bottom of the second, 3-4-5 are going to be due up. That's Jorge Degatti, that's Max McGuire, that's Grayson Schaefer. Looking to get the thump into the box and extend their lead. Robinson, the shortstop in the on-deck circle, the 2-1. This one hit on a line. That's going to get through into left field for a base hit. Getting the wave around from third is Capisi. Buchanan comes up throwing. It's cut off by McIntosh. Two-out RBI single from Charlie Marion. Continuing to see Rafter pitching well this season. It's 6-1 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the second inning. And for Shai Robinson, it's an interesting case. The Illinois State Redbird hitting from the right side will be playing in his 16th game for Madison this season. Did not start last night, came into the ballgame for an injured Jake Schaffner, but got thrown out in the 6th inning. First pitch, breaking ball to the right-handed hitting Robinson, misses low and away. Robinson called out on strikes. in that sixth inning. Drew a line, though, on the left-handed batter's box, telling Tyler Jetting, the home plate umpire, this is where it missed. And I said it on the broadcast, and I always say this, as the 1-0 pitch is called a strike on a fastball to Robinson, now 1-1. That's the one way you can get thrown out of a baseball game without saying a word to the crew working that contest. The minute you try to draw a line or point out where the ball was, home plate umpire is not going to have any of that. 1-1 pitch, skied in the air down the right field line. That's going to clear the matter of the bullpen. It's now 1-2. And as mentioned, it was a quick hook from Tyler Jetting. Robinson had some more words to say to the home plate umpire in last night's game as he was leaving the park, but Jetting would not start the game again until Robinson left the Mallard dugout, because he went there, he put his stuff in the corner, and was on the top step awaiting the next at-bat for Madison from the top of the order and Connor Rasmussen and Tyler Jetting, as well as writing in his scorebook saying, hey, this is going to be the lineup change we have here, refused to start the contest until Robinson left the field of play. Top of the order with Frankie Carney in the on-deck circle. 1-2 the count, two outs, runner on first, 6-1, top two. Rodriguez set out of the stretch. His next two-strike delivery. This is down low, blocked by Matthew. It's now 2-2. When you look at the Raptors' left side of the infield, McIntosh at third, Lopez at short. Uniforms are about as dirty as humanly possible. And obviously, having to get this infield ready for the game tonight, a two-hour weather delay just like we had last night. Just because the field is good to play doesn't mean it's not in its typical form. Could be a tough wash to get those out, but luckily the Raptors aren't wearing the whites on the road the next 4 days as the 2-2 pitch misses outside. Three balls, two strikes now on Robinson. At Waterloo for two Sunday, Monday, and then back to Green Bay for the second and third games of six total in Ashwaubenon against the Rockers this season. 3-2, two outs, runner takes off. Robinson shoots this one the other way into right field. It's going to fall in front of Degatti for a base hit. Not stopping around second, Marion will go first to third. It's a two-out single for Shy Robinson. The bottom third of the Mallard order coming through in the second inning, all collecting knocks and keeping this inning alive for the top of the card. Robinson on first, Marion on third. Capisi, the seven-hole hitting catcher, has already scored in this inning. Mike Spears, the first-year pitching coach for the Raptors, making his way out to the hill along with Jack Mathey to have a quick conversation with the right-hander Noah Rodriguez. This summer and all year long, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's check out visitwisrapids.com. For more information on what else there is to do in this amazing Wisconsin Rapids area, along with attending a Raptor ball game this summer. Frankie Carney, the left fielder from the University of California, Irvine, UC Irvine for short, the Anteaters, and a native of San Diego, will step in here with them on the corners and two down. He's got a collegiate teammate on this roster. That's Augie Gutierrez, the shortstop, who was the third different shortstop to play for the Mallards an evening ago. First pitch from Rodriguez to the left-handed hitting Carney, misses low and outside. Two Anteater players on this Mallard roster, and two for the Raptors as well. They got their first baseman slash outfielder Landon Gaz and relief pitcher Michael Perello. The 1-0 to Carney, misses low and in, two balls and no strikes now on the Mallard left fielder. Carney led off the ball game in the top of the first with a ground out to the Raptor shortstop Tracer Lopez. A run on four hits and an error for Madison, six runs on seven hits, no errors for the Raptors. The 2-0 coming here from Rodriguez. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. On deck is Davis Hamilton. Jake Monroe will follow. A chance for the Mallards to chip away at this five-run deficit in the top half of the second inning. The 2-1. This one tapped in front of the mound. Rodriguez can't field it. McIntosh coming across his body will end up being fielded by Tracer Lopez. Throw to first, not in time. Nobody's covering third. That's where Robinson will advance to. They remain on the corners. It's just a four-run Raptor lead now here in the top of the second. Go down as an infield single for Carney. Already eight combined runs from the two teams in the top of the second inning. The frame will continue with the two-hole hitter, Davis Hamilton. The second baseman from North Dakota State University in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, flew out to the left fielder, Walker Buchanan, making the second out of the top of the first inning. First pitch to Hamilton, a breaking ball tapped foul down the first base line. Saw last night's game, the 3-hour, 10-minute contest. 300 wonderful Raptor fans in attendance. 74 in rain at the time of first pitch. Longest game for the Raptors this year, 4 hours and 9 minutes on Wednesday against Battle Creek. The 0-1 pitch in on the hands, a broken bat flare to right field is down for a base hit. Robinson scores, going first to third is Frankie Carney. Mallard's in a good rhythm here in the top of the second. It is now 6-3 Wisconsin Rapids. This will be the seventh hitter. Should be the eighth hitter sent up in this inning for Madison. It's Jake Monroe. Monroe, a base hit with two outs back in the first inning, collecting the first of now 5 hits for Madison in the contest. No action in the Raptor. Bullpen seemed to be set for Madison. Obviously, them taking out Drew Derrimer and bringing in Addison Southwick to get the final out of the bottom of the first inning. You're anticipating it's Southwick for the foreseeable future. First pitch to Monroe, misses high. Monroe playing in his 19th game with the Mallards this season, a 315 hitter entering tonight. Champaign, Illinois, grew up right next to U of I. The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, hit in the air. That'll clear the field of play down the right field line. It's 1-1. Attending John A. Logan Community College, a well-respected JUCO in the ranks. 4 home runs, 20 RBIs this season so far for Monroe, and 23 hits and 73 at-bats. An OPS over 1,000, he's slugging .616 and getting on base at a .425 clip. Rodriguez has the count even, a ball and a strike. His next pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. It's a longer inning for Rodriguez. 49 pitches now. Raptors may have to make a call to the pen entering the top of the third. Shakes off Matthew once, does Lopez, or I should say Rodriguez now twice, as the 1-2 breaking ball is swung on and missed. Mallard sent 8 to the plate and scored 3 times in the top of the second. 6-3 our score. 3-4-5 due up for the Raptors in the home half of the second inning. Jorge Degatti, Max McGuire, and Grayson Schaefer to come up momentarily for Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the second inning from historic Witter Field. 6-3 the score in favor of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors over the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you from Witter Field. Jorge Degatti to lead off the inning against the right-hander Addison Southwick. Drew Derrimer got the start tonight for Donnie Scott's Mallards and was only able to record 2 outs. The right-hander from the University of Iowa allowed 7 hits, 6 runs, 4 of them being earned, walking 2 and not picking up a strikeout. Noah Rodriguez threw 2 innings, throwing 50 pitches on the nose. Degatti singled and scored back in the first inning. The first pitch from the right-hander Southwick to him is on the outside corner for a called strike. 3 runs on 5 hits and an error for the Mallards. 6 runs on 7 hits and no errors for your Rafters. As the 0-1 fell back to the screen by Ducati, it's now nothing in two. The 0-2 coming here to Ducati. Missing away. When we get to the top of the third, 4-5-6, the meat potatoes due up in the Mallard order. Alex Harrell, Liam Moreno, and Justin Best. The 1-2. This one ripped into left field. That's going to get down in front of Carney for a base hit. Jorge Ducati extended his hitting streak to 9 games in the first. He is 2-for-2 with a couple of base hits in the early going tonight. Max McGuire was intentionally walked in the first inning after falling, I should say after Drew Darmer fell behind him on a 3-0 count. Donnie Scott with runners on second and third said, "We're not going to bother with McGuire." Putting him aboard for Grayson Schaefer to deliver on an infield single. First pitch to McGuire from the right-hander Southwick. On the outside corner is called a strike. I mentioned it while he was warming up in the bullpen. Addison Southwick coming from Augustana College. And I know I don't talk too much about, obviously, me personally. This is about the Raptors and their season, but I've seen Southwick pitch many times before. Same thing with Harrison Bouchel, who got the start in Madison earlier on in the week, a week ago. 0-1 hit on the ground to third, gloved by Moreno to second one. Hamilton to first in time. It's a 5-4-3 double play. Infield single from Schaefer was his last trip to the plate in the first. That leadoff single in the inning, though, from Jorge Ducati taking off the bases. It'll now be Grayson Schaefer. Mentioned Southwick and Bouchel, college teammates. I attended North Central College. It's where I have my undergraduate degree from. And calling baseball games for the Cardinals for 2 years, I've seen Bouchel and Southwick throw a handful of times. Addison a 4.95 ERA at the Division III level this past spring. First pitch to Grayson Schaefer. A breaking ball swung on and missed for strike one. He threw 20 innings for the Vikings this past season. 9 walks to 21 strikeouts, allowed 11 earned runs. Final outing of the season coming against the Millican Big Blue on April 12th. The 0-1 pitch, 2-hopper on the ground to third. Moreno coming in, takes his time to gather and throw to first in time. Facing the minimum here in the second is Addison Southwick, a huge 5-4-3 double play that he generated, allowing this to be a quick framework through 2 innings of play in Wisconsin Rapids, 6-3 the score, 4-5-6 to the visiting Madison Mallards. When we come back for the top of the third inning for Rafter Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top three in Wisconsin Rapids, 6-3 the score. Your Rafters leading the visiting Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, here with you on WFHR. Three runs on five hits in an error for Madison. Six runs on eight hits in no errors for your Rafters. It's another inning on the mound for Noah Rodriguez, the right-hander from Siena College, through two innings. Has thrown 50 pitches, allowing six runs, or I should say six hits, three runs, no walks, and a couple of punch-outs. He gets the 4-5-6 spots in the Madison order. Alex Harrell to lead off the frame. First pitch fastball. This one shot back up the middle and through for a base hit. Harrell aboard for the first time tonight. He struck out swinging against Rodriguez to end the first inning, getting the best of the right-hander in matchup number two. Liam Moreno hitting from the right side and playing third base. He popped out to the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer, to lead off the second inning. First pitch to Moreno, a breaking ball from Rodriguez that misses low for ball one. You look down the line in the Rafter bullpen. That is Juan Berrios, the left-hander from Alabama State, getting loose as we speak. Rodriguez set first base side of the rubber, the 1-0 coming. Wade is a pickoff to check in on Harrell at first base. Looking at Moreno from St. Cloud State, the junior. Also spent time at Missouri State as the 1-0 pitch. A fastball in the outside corner is called a strike. Not see any time in 2024 with St. Cloud. Righty on righty battle here. This one fouled away. Had gotten in the 2022 season five at-bats. It did not record a hit for the Missouri State Bears. 1-2 the count here. Under 10 on the pitch clock. Runner takes off. This one misses down in the dirt. Jack Matthew is no throw to be made. Count evens 2-2, advancing to second without a throw down is Harrell. First base side of the rubber for Rodriguez, set with an even count, the 2-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground to short. Lopez on the hop. He'll throw to third. Tag applied by McIntosh. Not in time. Sliding in safely is Harrell, reaching on a fielder's choices. Moreno, they're on the corners with nobody out here in the third inning. Wisconsin Rapids did that exact same thing last night. It went from McIntosh to Schaefer on a 6-5 putout on Jake Monroe in the first inning. Doesn't work for the second straight ball game, and it'll bring up Justin Best representing the tying run. Best to fly out to left field in Walker Buchanan in his first trip to the plate in the ballgame in the second. First pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. All three runs for the Mallards coming in the top of the second. All six runs for the Rafters coming in the bottom of the first. Looking at the odds, this is likely the final inning Rodriguez will throw in. Will he get the three outs? We don't know. Could roll a ground ball here and concede a run, but get everyone off the bases and work with a clean slate. The 0-1. Best swinging right through that breaking ball. It's 0-2. See what Rodriguez tries to go with on the put-away pitch here. Looking for his third strikeout of the ballgame. The 0-2. This is down to the dirt. That kicks away from Matthew. Both runners break for their next bags. Matthew trying to tag Harrell at the plate. It's not in time. Harrell didn't slide as Matthew dove in there head first. The second is Moreno. It is now 6-4 Rafters. The worst possible thing that could have happened to the Rafters there, not only losing the chance at getting a ground ball to turn two, but the runner from third comes in to score. 10 runs now in the top of the third in this one alone. Got a final in Mankato, 12-6. It was 11-1 at one point in favor of Minot. They end up beating the Moondogs by 6 runs on the road tonight. 1-2 pitch tapped on the ground slowly to the right side. That one actually fouled off Best, and he's begging his case right now as well. And you look out on the field as well, the first base umpire signaling that he's out, and Justin Best saying, that hit me, and now Donnie Scott, the field manager of the Mallards, out of the dugout and is furious. Right now, it appears to be a 4-3 putout for the first out of the inning, and Liam Moreno advanced to third on that ground out. The same crew that we had last night, Tyler Jetting, the crew chief, Jim Leiser, and Cree Wallen. Now we're going to get a meeting between the three umpires. Had a fair amount of overturned calls this year after these meetings. Rafters hoping that's not the case here. Bottom seven at Mayo Field, the 12-13 Bismarck Larks leading the 6-19 Rochester Honkers, 8-2 the score, 8 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the Larks, 2 runs on 4 hits, and an eyesore in the errors category, 4 for Rochester this evening. Lacrosse up 10 at Copeland Park against the Waterloo Bucks, so Waterloo also returning home tomorrow against the Rafters. Both teams coming in from the state of Wisconsin, 11 runs on 10 hits and an error for the Loggers, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors for Waterloo. Call in the field stands. It's a 4-3 put out of Best. He's 0-2 in the ballgame so far, and Moreno advancing to third. A suspended game at Simmons Field. It was 6-6 Kokomo and Kenosha. Weather in that area prohibiting. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting first baseman, Connor Capisi, is fouled away. Capisi singled with 2 outs and scored in the second. All 3 of those runs in the second inning for Madison coming with 2 outs. Capisi, the beer batter of the evening here in Wisconsin Rapids as well. The 0-1. This one laced foul down the right field line. It's 0-2 on the Mallard catcher. For those that have braved the weather and have stuck through the delay and staying in the elements, looking for some discounted beverages here. Rodriguez looks into Matthew as his signs in come set. The 0-2. That one missing low and inside. Now a ball and 2 strikes. Charlie Marion on deck, Shai Robinson will follow. Bottom third of the order that sparked that 2-out rally, and there's a reason why it was just 6-3 after that frame, the 1-2. Breaking ball, tapped foul again by Capisi. Capisi, the Creighton backstop. 2023 graduate of Gross Catholic High School. A 212 hitter in 23 games, started 20 of them for the Blue Jays this past spring. 7 doubles on 11 hits. As time called prior to the 1-2. He got on base at a 362 clip, slugged 346 in his first season of collegiate baseball, did Capisi. Also drove in 7 runs and 52 at-bats. The 1-2. Breaking ball, high chopper on the ground, left side, Lopez backhand in the hole, the shortstop's throw to first base is in time. That's the second out of the inning, but another RBI for the Mallards in this frame. Bases are empty, Moreno scores, it is 6-5 Wisconsin Rapids. Charlie Marion had an RBI knock and later scored in the second. He'll step in to face Rodriguez with the bases empty. Right-hander Rodriguez, back to work. First pitch, that one slipped out of his hand. That one went well outside and well high. Probably say about 15 or so feet away from the inside corner. Let's say the outside corner on the left-handed hitting Marion. 15 combined hits between the two teams so far, the 1-0. Missing low and inside. Top three, if you're just joining us, fans, a delay here tonight, Wisconsin Rapids, an 8:42 first pitch, similar to an evening ago. That game finishing at 11:40. See what this holds for tonight's ball game as the 2-0 to the Madison right fielder comes in. This one popped up in the air. That one behind home plate. That'll clear the netting and touchdown off the top of our press box here at Historic Witter Field. It's now 2-1 on Marion. Five runs on 7 hits and an error for the Mallards. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Rafters. The 2-1. Fastball missing low. Three balls and a strike are count now. Raptors' next home game after tonight, next Thursday against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, the first of four straight with Fondy, and one at home, two on the road, and then one back at Witter Field as the 3-1 pitch, a backdoor breaking ball from Rodriguez that catches the zone for a called strike two. 3-2, two outs, nobody on, a 6-5 ball game. Rodriguez looking to get out of the inning here. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, slapped on the ground left side, gloved by the third baseman McIntosh. He gathers and throws to first in time. Two more put up here for Madison in the top of the third. 6-5 the score. We head to the home half. Buchanan, Boston, McIntosh, 6-7-8. Two up for your Raptors on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Six, seven, eight for the Raptors, the home half of the third inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham on WFHR, your home for all 72 Raptors games this season. A sixth spot in the bottom of the first for Wisconsin Rapids put them ahead early. Three from Madison, the top of the second, and two in the top of the third puts us where we're at right now. Walker Buchanan out of the University of Virginia in Jupiter, Florida, will lead off the inning. He singled and scored back in the first inning, collected an RBI. On that knock is the first pitch breaking ball from the right-hander Addison Southwick is swung on and missed. Wonderful to have you all here with us tonight, 25 of 72. This marathon of a Northwoods League season, the 0-1, this is up and in. Buchanan leading the team in average in his first eight games. He's a .394 hitter entering tonight that only increased after his first inning single. 13 for 33 in his first eight games as Walker has a long ball that came here at Witter Field. 1-2 breaking ball turned on. Heads up over there in the rat trap. That was a laser that hit off a pole. Thankfully, it hit there and did not connect with a fan. We saw that in Madison last week. A line drive off the bat of Trotter Boston. Got a piece of a fan down the first base line. The game actually stopped for 3 minutes. That's how, you know, tough that was, and it was hard for both teams on the field. And usually, you know, it's bad when you have to stop play for something happening as an injury away from the field of play is the 1-2 breaking ball to Buchanan is fouled away down the first base line. One, two, the count on the leadoff hitter in this inning. Trotter Boston's on deck. Then it's Kyler McIntosh. Right-hander Southwick set the 1-2. Fastball missing low and away, count evens, two balls and two strikes. Walker entering tonight with an OPS of .989, slugging .515, getting on base at a .474 clip. He has driven in a run in his last seven games now. 2-2, swung on and missed. First out retired here in the home half of the third. That is the second punch out for Southwick. Trotter Boston, the left-handed hitting second baseman from Roswell, New Mexico, and Tabor College will step in. popped out to the Mallard third baseman in the first inning, that being Liam Moreno, was the second out of the frame. Raptors sent 11 to the plate in that inning. First pitch to Boston from Southwick, misses outside. Boston, seven doubles entering today and has been spraying extra base hits all over the yard, whether here at Witter Field or on the road. The 1-0. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. We're talking to Trotter. He's always a guy who keeps it loose, brings good energy, but never too high, never too low. Coming over from the NAIA level, didn't know what to expect, and he's been enjoying his time here in the Northwoods League so far this summer as the 1-1 pitch misses inside. He's ahead here as Boston looking to get on for the first time tonight. The 2-1. This one, driven in the air, deep right field. Marion is just going to watch it go. A no-doubt solo blast for Trotter Boston. His third of the season, all here at Witter Field. It is 7-5 Raptors. Cue the home run horn as well. Boston, something he did as well after his go-ahead three-run homer. An ode to the press box, tipping his cap up to us here in press row. To bring up Kyler McIntosh. It's a fun way, a loud sound off the bat there. McIntosh swinging away, first pitch, high fly ball, deep left center field. That's going to touch down. McIntosh on his high horse. He'll get into second standing. It's a double for the Raptor third baseman. Tracer Lopez will step in with a runner in scoring position. 370 feet to right field off the bat of Boston. Was the opening day shortstop for the Raptors, and with other infielders joining the team as these weeks have gone along, Lopez being one of them in the box right now, Kyler McIntosh as well. Boston's been versatile on the infield. He's played the hot corner. He's played second base like he's doing tonight. His bat, though, staying consistent and keeping him in the lineup. First pitch to Lopez, misses high. Lopez drew a six-pitch walk back in the first inning, looking for his first official at-bat of the ballgame right here. McIntosh leading off second, the 1-0. Not showing bunt here, swinging right through this one is Lopez. Moreno, the third baseman, in on the dirt, now backing up to even up with the third base back. Count evens, a ball and a strike with one down. The right-hander Southwick looks back at second twice. Eight on the pitch clock, the 1-1. Misses low. 17 hits between the two teams so far here tonight, just in the home half of the third. As Juan Berrios still throwing down the line for the Raptors, could be his ball game when we get to the top of the fourth. 2-1. This is high and away. Three balls and a strike now on Lopez. On deck, the top of the order with Mason Onati. Back the 3-1, missing well out in the right-handed batter's box for ball four. Two walks taken from Lopez here tonight. Two on, one away for Mason Onati. Onati, two hits in the first inning, including a two-run double with two down to left field. Also singled to begin the ballgame offensively for the Raptors. Left-handed hitting center fielder from Powell, Ohio, in Tulane University, awaiting the first pitch from Southwick. Hits this one high in the air center field. Best charging back. He's going to make the grab over his shoulder for the second out of the inning. Tagging for third is McIntosh. That's where he'll stay. Another loud out for the Raptors. That one coming off the bat of Onati. They're on the corners with two down here in the third. We did have a two-run sac fly on opening day at Air Baker Field off the bat of Nomar Basurto. Runners on second and third. It was hit so far to right field on the track, and Air Baker Field, let's be honest, folks, that was not a field ready for play. on Memorial Day. It scored two runs. The right fielder, Kelson Johnson, lost his footing and wiped out, and the Raptors took advantage. Jack Mathey, first pitch,